Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Giuseppe Grammatico, who's the author of Franchise Freedom. Giuseppe, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
Hey, looking forward to chatting with you because I know that it's such a huge opportunity today in our world to, you know, launch out and become an entrepreneur. And there's a lot of ways to do that, right? You can start your own business. You can start an online business. You can, who knows? There's so many variables. But your world is, why don't you start a biz, or why don't you go to a business that already has a proven blueprint, and here's a franchise opportunity, and for this investment, you get the support of, and now here's this world that opens up to, well, category would you like? Do you want restaurant? Do you want, and then now you're kind of guiding through the process. So I'm excited to talk to you about this, but give us a little bit of background. What led you to start focusing on franchise world?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, I was a corporate guy, primary to that, I worked in the family restaurant, a lot of hours, but really enjoyed owning a business, having kind of control over the day to day. Went the corporate route, got my MBA, worked for a few of the large investment firms in New York City and worldwide, and just was not happy. Long commute, just wasn't happy with the role, with the future and what things were to come. So I decided to go back to my roots, and I knew I didn't want a restaurant given the time, working nights, weekends, holidays and things like that. I wanted to be in business, be in control of my destiny, but I didn't want to create something from scratch. So hooked up with a business coach, later a franchise consultant, an advisor, and decided franchising was the right route. So got out of the daily grind, and 15 years ago made my first step towards franchise ownership, and it's been great. Love the whole process and having the business built for you.
So then you bought into a franchise, and then now you also work with people that are looking to do the same.
Right. Yeah, so I tell my story all the time, and I get into a lot more detail as far as things I looked at, and when I was an employee, just thought I would look at different jobs and just to realize that wasn't the route. But yeah, I think one of the key things and one of the main things that I do is I even take a step back and figure out, just because you have an interest in business ownership or even franchise ownership, let's figure out if that's even the right fit for you. Losing your job, not being happy, with the job itself, doesn't mean you should own a business, right? Business ownership is simply a vehicle. It could be business ownership, it could be real estate, it could be stock and mutual fund investing. It's all about what you're comfortable with and what works for you. So I spent a lot of time with anyone that contacts me to figure out if business ownership is the right fit. And then phase two would be, hey, I think it's a good fit. Now, do you want to create the brand and the logo and the product or service from scratch, or do you want that business in a box where you can run with it day one and not have to create that and just focus on the systems that are already built for you? So that's kind of a key takeaway. Franchise Freedom is the book. Franchise Freedom is the podcast, but it is not the right fit for everyone. I want to be very clear. I like to see what works best for you and then figure out, okay, if business ownership and then if it's franchising, let's figure out a few franchises that match what you're looking for.
I like that you bring that up because it reminds me of I do consulting with the Small Business Development Centers. Are you familiar with the SBDC?
Yes.
So very wonderful resource. But one of the people that I work with conducts the business plan class, and I think they do a special version of it where it's 10 weeks and you get together and you build out the business plan. And so many times they will have someone that comes through that and says, thank you so much for this class because I am not going to start this business. And it's like, right. Oh, that's how awesome is that? Because you worked through all of these aspects and it came to light that for whatever reason it was, I just don't have the passion for it. It was more work than I thought. It's not the industry I want. So for you to say, okay, let's not just make a jump from where you are now to franchise world, because you might need to figure out if it's for you, whether it's being your own boss, whether it's the work hours. A lot of people think, I hate reporting to a boss, so I'm not going to work for corporate America anymore, so I'm going to start my own business. Well, guess what? You still work for a boss. It just happens right to be many other, hats. So talk a little bit about what are some high-level things that you would say, here are some things to consider in evaluating if it's even a good fit for you.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I always advise everyone, work in reverse. Don't drive down the street or maybe your commute home from work and see the Subways and the McDonald's of the world and you start doing research there. I think that's the ultimate path for finding a franchise you won't like. I think the way to approach it is figuring out what you want. Franchising is not an industry, right? Franchising is just a proven business model. There's 4,000 plus in the U.S., in every industry, every investment level. So, just treat franchising as a business model, business system in place. So figure out, ultimately, what do you want your role to be in the business? So don't get too fixated on the end product. I like Subway sandwiches. I want to own a Subway. Well, you can own another business and buy all the sandwiches you want. So don't get fixated on the product or service. Figure out, more importantly than anything else, what your role is. And it could be simply, I want to work a few hours every day, have the business and the marketing and everything on autopilot, and I want to be able to travel internationally. So to give an example, I had someone from the finance world approach me. He invested in a franchise earlier in the year, and it just happens to be in mosquito spraying, something most people would have probably never even thought about, but being here on the East Coast, the business season is about 7 months a year. You're operating and you have about 4 or 5 months where you're recuperating, if you want to call it that, or you have the ability to travel. And this individual's passion wasn't a specific product or service. His passion was traveling with his wife and kids, his family, to internationally. When you go internationally, you're probably talking about a few weeks or so. So his passion was travel. So we found a business where he was working hard for 7 months and had a team in place. He was probably going to average 20 hours or so a week. And he's got four or five months a year to go out and travel. Much, much different scenario than the person looking at a specific product or service and then trying to fit, okay, well, I really don't want a lot of employees, but I think this franchise makes a lot of money, so I'm going to shift my wants, everything I'm looking for in a business to kind of fit this box, right? So this
that's
is
a really
this
good
is
point
kind of
because
yeah.
A lot of people would hear about that franchise and go, "Oh my word, 7 months! I got to fill 5 months now. I got to figure out a way to extend the season." And you hear that a lot on Shark Tank. You see the Christmas focused or the Easter focused businesses, and they're like, "It's too seasonal." Well, for that person, that was the perfect fit because it's like, I want that break. I want to grind for 7 months, and then the other months, I'll probably check in and just kind of monitor whatever needs to be done, but I want my time for me. So that's a wonderful example of knowing what you want and then what is available out there for you.
Right, absolutely. So that's the secret sauce, I think, in what we do. Figure out what you want. Don't say, well, I think I want this because it'll make more money. Just assuming in the perfect scenario, this is what you want. We'll see if we can find something that matches, your wants and your lifestyle and things like that. Maybe not the very first year. There's some, you got to set things up and the marketing rolling. But after the first year, where do you see yourself? And if you can go through that exercise and get clear on that, makes the process so much simpler.
Yeah, that's a really, really a good point. So let's talk now, once you have discovered, okay, this sounds good, and let's use the example you just gave with the mosquito spraying, and it's 7 months out of the year. Doesn't really matter with the specifics, but let's think about this. Now here's this person that goes, man, I don't work for a mosquito spraying company. I don't work for anything outside. I'm a finance guy, so I have no clue what this world is, but I like the concept of 7 months, and I like the concept of a train track to run on. So what then is the next step when you say, okay, good, the upfront fee is X, and okay, good, all the paperwork's done, payment's done, day one. How do you tell someone to be prepared for getting into even a new career? Because that's, you know, sometimes you might find someone that goes, I worked for a lawn care company for a decade, so I know all about the outdoors, so mosquito, yeah, that's close, I can do that. But here's this guy that's coming at it from a whole different world.
Yeah, so, and that's another great question. Most of franchises, many of the franchises out there don't require any experience. Sometimes experience is worse because you learned it one way and then you have to unlearn and follow the system of the franchise. So it's a little bit more difficult. So when we go through the process, our job essentially is to figure out what you want. You know, we fast forward, we look at two or three franchise companies that match what you're looking for. We put you in touch directly with the companies. So you're directly in touch with the mosquito spraying franchise. Maybe it's an employment franchise. Maybe it's a porta potty franchise. We put you in direct contact. So in that process, we coach you on, you know, this is why we feel it's a good fit. These are the questions you should be asking the franchise companies. But more importantly, you know, you're getting the information. That's easy to do. But more important, the secret sauce and doing your due diligence is validation, which is essentially speaking with a minimum of 5 or 10 franchisees across the country and saying the million-dollar question, knowing what you know now, this is your, you know, you've been here a year, knowing what you know now, would you do it again? And that's the million-dollar question. Can I make, the investment is X. Can I make $100,000 my first year? Is that doable? What about the second year? And asking those specific questions. So I coach you through the process. Our candidates typically will sign the agreement directly with the franchise and pay the franchise. We don't have any fees for our service or contracts. We are essentially paid directly from the franchise companies, similar to an executive recruiter. So we coach you on assisting with the due diligence. Ultimately, it's up to the candidate, you know, the person to make that decision. But you typically don't need experience. The franchisor is going to train you from A to Z, assist you in many cases finding your employees. In the case of the mosquito spraying franchise, and by the way, I'm not promoting it, just I use that as an example. They offer turnkey marketing. They handle it all for you, and they even have a call center so that you could run the business with one employee and have a pretty successful business. So each franchise is different. Some may offer more services than the next. And I will say this, not every franchise is built the same. So you have two companies offer the same service. You know, one is going to be completely different than the other when it comes to marketing and support and training.
So let's now talk about, okay, good. We've merged into day one, month one. We're getting our feet wet. Talk a little bit about, from my perspective, from the outside looking in, boy, to be handed this playbook, this checklist of here's what to do, here's what's proven, here's, just follow this, right? Here's the blueprint. Right. Is that a wonderful feeling for someone to come in to go, I can do this, just show me what to do? Or is it constricting to people that go, yeah, but I do it this way, or I want to be creative?
Right. So the value proposition of the franchise, and we're clear. So people I work with are crystal clear, knowing that the value is what the franchise brings to the table. It's the operating system. It's the vendors, the economies of scale, and really good pricing on certain products such as the painting franchises and things like that. So you just want to be very clear and understand the value proposition and what you're getting and the ongoing support. So if that is an issue, then, you know, that may, franchising just may not be that good fit, a good fit for you. But, you know, like any other business, there's going to be risk. Obviously, you can hit the ground running a lot quicker since the system and everything is already built for you. So once the training is done and the system, and you're starting to bring in revenue and get new customers and accounts, we have the conversation of what's next. And some people are content with the franchise they invested in. Other people, so to go back to the mosquito spraying franchise, they have the option of saying, okay, I'm doing well here in Central. I'm in New Jersey, so we'll just say Central New Jersey. my options are either, you know, maybe I want to go buy a separate business, a non-franchise, or I want to buy additional territory. Maybe I want to take over the northern New Jersey market for this particular franchise, or going into New York, PA, or southern New Jersey. Or I can, you know, depending on the parent company, they may have other brands underneath their umbrella. I may want to just stay in the central New Jersey market. I work, you know, and my clients, I should say, are homeowners, so they're happy with the service. Why not upsell them and maybe invest in a cleaning franchise or a painting franchise and utilize and say, okay, I already have a client base. I can just upsell them. There's no cost to it aside from picking up an additional franchise. So we talk about growth strategies and getting to the income level that they're happy with. So I'm with you from the very beginning until, you know, 20 years down the road, or hopefully longer, as long as they'll have me and take my calls. But I'm always with you every step of the way. And my coaching, my advice, there's never a fee for what we do, which is kind of the win-win for anyone that decides to work with us.
Yeah, I mean, it's really something like, hey, thank you for not being a salesperson. Thank you for being a guide. Because, man alive, I have no clue. And I'm sure that you can go, hey, here's a little pitfall right here we need to avoid, because I've seen this happen in the past where someone does this or doesn't do that or does it this way. So I think that's a really big piece of your deliverable to your clients is it's free. Pick my brain. I'm here to guide you to make the best decisions. And I think that might be something that people might not fully understand.
Yeah, I save them a lot of time, a lot of money. You know, I hate for someone to buy. You have two people buy the same franchise. One is successful, one isn't. What's the issue? Well, number one, maybe you didn't buy the right franchise based off of, you know, what you were looking for. That's actually the biggest pitfall. You may have invested in the wrong franchise. And the second pitfall is, from what I see, is not following the system. You bought a franchise. You bought a hamburger franchise, and now you're selling pizza or something that is not approved. You're not following the system. So just staying focused. And yeah,
trust the process.
That's what you're buying. You're buying a process. So that's if you don't see the value proposition in the franchise, then I would say may not be the right fit for you at this point in time, but we can always explore it down the road.
Yeah, and I think I love your example too about determining what you want to see in years to come. Hey, this has been a wonderful opportunity the first year or two, so now I want to be the person that has the same franchise in a multi-state area. Maybe, maybe not. Or maybe I want to go, because every time you watch Shark Tank, you know, you see Mr. Wonderful go, well, right. I own the wedding space. And so this would be a good fit because we own millions of people. Well, maybe you own a franchise that focuses on a homeowner in one specific service. Why not invest in a franchise that has a different service? So now your whole client base, you go back to them, and now you've got built-in hot prospects because they know you, like you, and trust you.
Absolutely. You become their one-stop shop, and it could be 5-6 services. They pay one invoice, yeah. One point of contact. It's, for the customer, I'm looking at myself when I hire someone, I want to know what else they do. You're a painter. Yeah. Do you do power washing? Do you do repairs of walls? Like, I don't want to have 5 different companies in here. So I think that's a huge value. And I think a homeowner or even a business owner would pay a premium for that, knowing that they have one point of contact for all the services. So,
well, in that industry, we're talking home, at this point, but in many right. industries, this is the same. In that industry, isn't there so many horror stories of people that just are flaky or not nice or whatever the point is. So when you show up and do a darn good job, man alive, they think that you walk on water, and it's like, please tell me what else you do. Oh, well, like for instance, right now, one of my neighbors, two of my neighbors, they're having all these workmen come in and, working on fence or deck. And you just know that, if that is a good choice of contractor and they need something else done, man, why do I need to worry or interview some other contractor? Come back out. You were out last week or last month to do my deck. Can you now work on my whatever? So I think that's a big piece to keep in mind is what is your competition doing wrong so that when you do it right, you stand out so much better.
Yeah, absolutely. And you nailed the referrals. There's a company in town that every time they do work on any of the streets, they do a door hanger and say, we're on your street, we did work. And I mean, reading reviews online is great, but going to a homeowner saying, were you happy with so and so service? They say yes. I'm not asking about, well, maybe they're a little bit more money, what's the price? If you were happy, it's hard enough to have someone even show up at the home. That's the best method to get new customers.
100%. Well, Giuseppe, it's been really great talking with you. So I would like to ask for anyone that feels like, ooh, this could be a wonderful option for me, and they want to pick up a copy of your book, Franchise Freedom. And I love the subtitle, A New Manifesto for Your Financial and Time Freedom. What's the best way that they can reach out, connect with you, and pick up a copy of your book?
Great. Yeah, I appreciate that. So you can go directly to my website. So it's GG, my initials. So GG, the Franchise Guide, and that's spelled GUIDE.com / and then we're doing it just for the show today, Influential Entrepreneurs. So /IE. So GG, the Franchise Guide.com / you can pick up a copy of the book. There's no fee. It is available on Amazon if you'd like a print copy, but take a look at it. It walks you through exactly what we discuss in the show, exactly what we do with each and every one of our candidates. And on the website, you have access to a webinar. If you're not a big on reading, check out the webinar. It's a more concise version, 20-minute webinar. And we also have going on 50 podcast episodes covering different topics of franchising and business ownership. My contact information is on there. My phone number, you can reach out. I respond to all my emails and phone calls. There's no assistance, so you'll get me live every time.
Perfect. Well, Giuseppe, thank you for coming on. I'll make sure I have that link in the show notes as well.
Sounds great. Mike, I appreciate it. Thanks again.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.